We didn't watch it.
It was on.
It wasn't. That was your other girlfriend.
I can assure you it wasn't. It was with you. Just boring. Like.
It's not.
And you thought it was boring as well.
I didn't.
Just the cameras are on. No, sorry. That was Four Weddings and a Funeral we watched.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Streaming Consciousness.
Hello, everyone.
We're back for episode 3.
Yeah, it's been very exciting.
Yeah, it has. So how were you with your swear count from last episode? You had 3 F-words, which is almost record-breaking for you.
It is, yeah. And as opposed to the first episode where there must have been 100. There must have been...
Well over 100, I would say.
Yeah.
Well over 100.
Yeah. And I didn't realise I swear that much. Like, in my day-to-day life, do I swear a lot?
I didn't notice it.
But it's, you know...
Yeah, I did notice it when we were recording episode 1. I was like, God, what a potty mouth.
Yeah.
How did you feel listening back?
Hearing myself swear all the time.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary, like.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. And the last episode was okay.
Yeah.
Swear-wise.
Yeah, I behaved. I didn't say anything too bad.
You did. It was good.
Matthew Broderick killing a mother and daughter, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. So we're going to start today with a little film quiz for Aaron. So this is called... Oh no, it's refreshing. Hang on. I've lost it.
It is refreshing to do quizzes.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? So this one is called I'm Sorry, But Only People Who Are Over 30 and Were Raised on Blockbuster Rentals Will Pass This 90s Quiz.
And I used to spend many a time in Extravision playing their Xbox, playing the one demo of FIFA against my buddy.
But you're also only 30 by the skin of your teeth. So yeah, I don't know how you're going to get on with this quiz.
Yeah, but I'm an old soul.
I know.
As in I'm...
Let's see, because I'm much older than you. I'm deep much into my 30s. Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
So, I have to type, what a chore. Okay, fill in the 90s movie title. Jurassic
Park.
Correct. The Truman
Show. Oh, this is easy.
It is, yeah. 10 Things I Something About You
Hate. Absolutely amazing.
And that has your favourite, that has your boyfriend in it.
Yeah.
Okay. How to Something a Guy in 10 Days.
How to Lose.
Yeah.
I was wanted to add to my swear counter there, though.
Say?
Anything.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, the boombox.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is.
I know.
Shouldn't have questioned the king. Okay.
Peter Gabriel in your eyes playing a young John Cusack.
Pretty?
Woman.
Correct.
Yeah.
Something in Seattle.
Sleepless. It's Kurt Cobain.
She's All?
That.
Never Been
Kissed. Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay.
She's a journalist who has to go back to school.
Okay.
And chaos ensues.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Something on Basketball.
Love.
Love. Yes, correct.
The Michael Jordan story.
Mm-hmm. Roman Blank.
Holiday.
Yeah. Something Story.
Cinderella.
Yep. The Something Singer.
Wedding.
Yep. Something Me Crazy.
Driving.
Yep. And finally, fill in the rom-com movie title, Something Hill.
Notting.
Okay. Notting Hill is actually quite a good segue into what we're talking about today.
Notting Hill is, just before I move on, Notting Hill is actually crap.
What?
Yeah, it is.
Take it back.
No, it's actually, there's no business being
Aaron.
Held what it is. We watched it.
Why are you saying this?
Because it's like, it's just like.
We didn't watch it.
It was on.
It wasn't. That was your other girlfriend.
I can assure you it wasn't. It was with you. Yeah, it's terrible.
Why?
It's just boring. Like.
It's not.
And you thought it was boring as well.
I didn't.
Just the cameras are on. It's terrible. It has no business being. No, sorry. That was Four Weddings and a Funeral we watched.
Yeah, apologies, I was like, sorry, what are you talking about?
Sorry, yeah. I don't think I've seen Notting Hill.
I hated that.
All right.
You haven't seen Notting Hill?
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, Notting Hill might be class. It was Four Weddings and
Notting
a Funeral.
Notting Hill is amazing.
Four Weddings and a Funeral is crap, though.
No, we did. Yeah, we didn't finish that. It was the worst. Notting Hill is amazing.
Okay.
So this week we're talking about tropes in TV shows and films. And I think one of the most common one is the Hugh Grant character, emotionally unavailable.
I'm terribly sorry.
Terribly sorry. Yeah, exactly. Just usually quite upper class.
Mm. Yeah.
Emotionally unavailable. Struggles with love.
Yeah.
Either can't find it or reject it.
Yeah.
I think Hugh Grant is such a typecast.
100%.
I think every film I've seen with Hugh Grant, he's that. So, like, The Prime Minister in Love Actually.
He's outstanding in that.
He's amazing in that.
And you know what? People give typecasting a bad rap. If you're good at something, just.
I know, but I even watched Heretic in the cinema recently, and it's a horror film, and he's still British in that.
Yeah.
It's set in America. It's about Mormons, and he's still Will Thacker in it.
Mormons, they're doing my head in lately.
Why?
Because they're always about and they're asking.
I like them.
They're so painful. And something I saw something so weird. You know, they're always by where I live. Mm-hmm. To do the lap of there.
Yeah.
And they didn't come up to me now, like, but I saw them and they obviously needed to be somewhere at a certain time. So they started kind of a fairly brisk jog.
Was that when we ran into them the other day?
No, you weren't there for this.
Oh, okay.
And the two of them like got into a kind of a brisk jog.
Yeah.
In perfect sync with each other.
Whoa.
Each leg was in the same place at the same time, the hands.
That's amazing. Have you seen the Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
South Park creators.
Yeah, very, very funny. Do you remember he asked me, do I know anything about the Church of Mormon? And I said, yeah, I've seen the musical, and he was a bit unimpressed.
Yeah, which to be fair.
Yeah, that is rude. Like, so that's kind of a really common trope, is like the emotionally unavailable man, usually successful businessman.
Yeah.
So we have him, we have like Barney in How I Met Your Mother. It's really, really common.
Yeah.
And it kind of ties in with the emotionally unavailable dad as well. Like the dad in Beethoven. Have you seen the Beethoven films?
Yeah.
He's such a like stereotypical dad character. What's his name again? George.
Yeah. Jay in Modern Family.
Yeah.
Jay Pritchett.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Any sitcom that was about a family.
Yeah.
The one of my favorite, the jaded cop who's been on the force too long and has seen it all.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman in Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but it turns out he hasn't seen it all because her box was in the head. Well, her head was in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
For this 25-year-old movie.
Yeah, fair. And then you always have like the smart friend and the dopey friend.
Mm.
I think that's in like everything.
Every single thing, yeah.
Yeah.
What are we saying? Cat dog,
yeah. Pinky and the Brain.
Mm. I mean, that Pinky and the Brain is...
Dexter's Lab.
Yeah.
Dexter and Dee Dee.
Mm. Ren and Stimpy. Cow and Chicken,
yeah. What was going on with all those Cartoon Network stuff? That was crazy.
Mental times. Like, I'm
Cat Dog and Cow and Chicken. Like, what's the biology that's happening there?
But, like... Yeah. But even, like... The gang who were pitching those at Hanna-Barbera, like the production company who did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like one of them, like, there was a time when you could go into a television network and go, right, I have an idea for a show. And they'd be like, oh yeah, what is it? It's about this jacked man who looks like Elvis. And the whole thing is he's going out to try and pull women.
Yeah.
It's like, right, and what's the message? No, there's no message. It's just, what's his name? Johnny Bravo.
Genius.
But, yeah.
Love it.
There, just in a blank check, go mad.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to do that now.
Imagine pitching Cat Dog, like with a human centipede style animal with two heads. Yeah. Let's see how this plays out.
No, it's just so funny. It's just this whole thing is like, a lot of things do that and things just like, let's put the two biggest rivals together.
Yeah.
A cat and a dog.
But I've never seen a cat and a dog not getting along.
No, they're fine.
They're grand.
Like, occasionally, like, if you're walking a dog and it sees a cat, they'll run after it. But it's just the same way it'll run up to a dog or anything else.
Yeah, I know.
Like, there's all this thing going on. It's like...
like baiting.
Yeah, it's like, these two will never get along until they have to. A cat, Whiskers, and Bruno.
Yeah. And there was that movie, Cats and Dogs, as well.
Yeah, yeah. When they were actually against each other. Of course, the cats were evil.
The cats were evil and the dogs were just bumbling fools.
Mm. Fair.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
That's funny, yeah.
Cartoon Network was wild.
Amazing. What a time to be alive that was.
Did you ever watch any of the Disney Channel shows?
Yeah, I would have, I'd say.
Really?
What's an example, though?
Well, we're a generation apart. I was slightly too old for them. So there was, like, Unfabulous, iCarly... Wizards of Waverly Place. Did you watch all them?
Yeah.
I wasn't really. I was a little bit too old for them. High School Musical.
Yeah, I wasn't into it, but it was on. As I said, I have a younger sister again, so.
Yeah, my sisters would be watching it as well.
I was bombarded into them.
Yeah.
Drake and Josh.
Now, I did like that. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those things I don't ever want to watch an episode of, though.
Why?
Because I'll be like, this is actually crap.
Did you watch the documentary that came out last year?
Yeah. No, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched what I needed to.
I watched it religiously.
Yeah.
And knowing now what I didn't know then, I don't think I can watch it again.
Yeah. It's pretty grim.
It was really grim.
Yeah.
Really grim. Yeah. What else do we have? So we have the wife character.
Yeah. That's such a trope for a man to have a wife. She's always a pain.
Yeah, just like a nag, a pain, no crack.
But do you know what? I think marriage is hilarious. Like,
yeah.
I think she's actually a legend.
She is. And I think even, because I watched Breaking Bad again recently, and now that I'm older and my frontal lobe has developed, Skyler did nothing wrong. Now, she shouldn't have had the affair. But she was pretty cool about everything, like. She didn't stop him. She kind of started helping him. And it's like, God, if Skyler hadn't been there, like, Breaking Bad would have been so much better. It's like, she did nothing wrong.
She, like, but it's like this thing, like, yeah, like, you need some character. Even take out the fact that, like, it's absolutely outlandish to assume that a wife is just going to be grand with her husband at 30 years.
Yeah.
To just all of a sudden start doing that.
Yeah.
But also, you need someone to be like that in a show.
I know.
You can't all be like, oh, everything's going fine.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I think, yes, she was... No, to be fair, she should have just left.
Yeah.
But I said, well, I don't know. I don't know, really. But
I watched an episode of Bluey the other day with my niece, and the whole thing was about how they were like, oh, Dad's so much more fun than Mom. And then they go to the beach with their dad, and he forgets the towels, he forgets the snacks, he forgets everything, and they have a horrible time. And they're like, oh, we should have asked Mom to come. So I think there's a little lesson in that.
Yeah, the men are bumbling fooled.
Yeah, and someone has to organise the crack.
Yeah.
For it to transpire correctly.
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, everyone has their strengths.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that irritating wife character is almost exclusively played by Leslie Mann.
Yeah.
Always Leslie Mann. And it's so mean because her husband is the one who writes the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's writing the trope for her.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the time, female characters are typecast an awful lot, or that kind of way, streamlined.
I guess so, yeah.
So, like, there's, like, that manic pixie dream girl, like, Zooey Deschanel kind of character, where the girl is, like, so kooky and bizarre because she likes the Smiths.
Yeah. When actually what she has is depression.
Yeah.
I remember, I said that before, that I think Zooey Deschanel has a lot to answer for.
She does.
In pop culture.
I agree. So what's the one that she's in?
500 Days
with Summer. All the lads. That one, but the...
New Girl.
New Girl. It just should be called Pick Me.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Mm. Feck it.
It's your second swear.
No, feck's all right.
Feck's okay.
In fairness.
Okay, fair.
You could say that in RT.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's like the hopeless romantic kind of man, the Ted Mosby type.
Who was actually just a sociopath, really.
Such a sociopath. Yeah. Like, I have watched a few episodes of How I Met Your Mother in the last couple of weeks, having not watched it since I was in college. And I just relate to it now so differently. Because back then, I feel like the climate was like, oh, poor him, you know, all of this.
Yeah.
And women were a lot more... what would you even call it? They were just like a goal or a commodity kind of. And I think that was kind of accepted back then.
Yeah.
But now I just think it aged terribly, first of all. It was like all the Barney stuff, like that's so crazy.
It's disgraceful.
It's appalling. Yeah, yeah. And like at the time I was like,
I know. It's mad.
And then it's just like, oh, well, you know, I did this, but I guess that's just what happens when you be yourself. Yeah. Or, and it's like, you've just ruined someone's life. You're like, you've really deeply hurt someone, and how are you the victim?
Yeah, I know.
But I feel like that really rubbed off on people at the time, like that whole, like, Blink-182 kind of poor me attitude. Yeah. Like, it really created a generation of toxic soft boys.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm living like,
in. Case in point.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about things like the way like women are portrayed and things.
Yeah.
There's a thing in superhero movies and like in comic books and stuff. It's called fridging.
That sounds sinister.
So what it is, it's the term they use for when a female love interest is killed just to motivate the superhero to like get back in his stride.
Okay.
The partner, like, and the reason called Fridging is a, like one of the superheroes to like create a story for him, like he fought something, one of the villains like killed his love interest and he found her in the fridge. And it's called that. It's when a female character is just there to be.
What was that movie we watched that happened? The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
When Maggie Gyllenhaal was killed. I was horrified. That was so sad.
I don't think that was fridging.
Oh, really?
I do think she had a lot of. Well, maybe. I do think she had a character, though. Do you know?
That's true. She wasn't really just a love interest.
I'm always going to disagree with any negative about The Dark Knight or
That's fair.
But
that's fair.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
So you told me before that a lot of your achievements were done out of were driven by spite. Do you think that type of thing has rubbed off on you, maybe?
What type of thing?
Fridging.
No. I certainly hope not. It's like where I need the motivation.
Yeah.
I'm out hungry for it.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't think so. I think like what that is like you've created a character with no agency or personality really.
Okay.
They're just there to be killed to fuel the motivate the male hero, I guess is the idea.
Yeah. It's interesting because some of the junior cert texts, they're like obviously from the 60s and they don't have any female characters in them. So there's Of Mice and Men and the only female characters are called Aunt Clara, who we never meet, and Curly's wife is her name. And she's exactly that. She's just a temptress and we don't know anything about her. We don't even know what her name is.
Yeah, it is a bit grim.
Yeah.
I suppose like they probably wanted the book to be good. Like, but anyway.
What else did we have? Airport. So we were kind of talking about that in the last episode about when Pam comes to say goodbye to Michael in the airport. So an airport trope is really common. That happens a lot.
It does.
The one in Love Actually was amazing. When you have that little kid hopping the security.
It's amazing. And a lovely, really powerful moment. It's really lovely. But there's one thing about that always kind of... That movie came out 2 years after 9/11. Do you think that they care? Like, if a child hops the fence, they're going to...
Like, he would have been taken out, probably.
He'd have been shot. Like,
yeah, shot with his big coat on and everything.
This is 2 years after that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know it's a horrible thing to bring up or to be pointed out the plot holes. And
I think about that all the time when there's airport scenes.
Yeah, like it doesn't work.
Airports
like that.
Are not what they were.
No.
And then of course there's the Friends finale. There's that big airport scene.
Mm. Yeah.
The whole thing about the plane and everything.
Yeah.
And you were saying as well earlier that a lot of series are like Friends clones. You think a lot of series are trying to be Friends.
How I Met Your Mother exists solely because of that. That like
you told me that before. Yeah. Can you tell me that again?
So Friends ended in 2004. The network NBC, I guess, were like, we need something else. Like this has been a license to print money.
Yeah.
So they wanted another thing. It literally exists just to replace. So. Finished 2004, Friends. How Much More came out in 2005.
Yeah.
Just it's Friends with a naughty's lick of paint on it.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
No, it came into its own, like.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah,
it's... And there's loads of them. What is it? There's, like, Rules of Engagement. Have you seen that one? They just get worse and worse.
Yeah. And it's always seems... It's so formulaic. It's always, like, a single friend and a couple.
Yeah.
And they go through this thing. It happened in Friends. It happened in How I Met Your Mother and also in Scrubs. Where, like, the couple gets married, who's going to get the apartment? The friend moves out, then the couple misses the friend. The friend moves back in. The couple has fertility issues. There's just always the same thing.
Mm.
It's always the same thing. It's so boring.
Yeah, it is. I think the fact that Sick the Laugh Track is gone is the best thing ever.
Why?
It was so terrible. And it was always... And, like, the fact that it's, like, being shot on a set with a studio audience, always so fake.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Mm.
Could I be more fake the way I'm talking? So this kind of crack.
Yeah.
Friends was murder for it.
Yeah, true.
Especially the first season or two.
Was that filmed in the studio?
Yeah.
How boring, because wouldn't they have to do the takes a million times?
Loads of times, yeah. Apparently, yeah.
You couldn't laugh authentically that many times.
No. Yeah, yeah. Now I'd say there's a lot of canned laughter involved in everything as well, but yeah, in fairness to Ricky Gervais, he gets a bad rap, but he changed the face of sitcoms.
With The Office.
With The Office, yeah.
It's funny because I don't like him. I don't like him as a person. I don't like his stand-up. I don't like his presenting. But he gave us one of the most beautiful gifts of our lifetime, which was The Office.
Yeah, yeah.
And also Afterlife, is that the one?
Really good, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, really
amazing.
Powerful, yeah.
Great, really powerful.
Great insight into grief.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things in it that like really stayed with me as well.
Mm.
Having not liked him at all was interesting.
But even, you know, when he'd be doing like the award show stuff and he's like saying terrible things.
Oh, he's so rude.
Like, I don't care. It's like, you're not sticking it to anyone, man.
Did you see him roasting Steve Carell that time?
Yeah.
And it was just too much.
Mm, yeah.
It's like, Steve Carell's funny, but he's still American. He still isn't going to get that type of humor.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's a melt.
He is, yeah. A clinical melt.
I do like anything you do with Carl Pilkington, though.
Yeah.
I love Carl Pilkington, as you know.
You do, yeah. You are a big fan.
Yeah, well, I'm going through it with my housemate. At the moment, we're going through the Rick Gervais Show. That's a podcast. Don't mind this.
Don't mind this.
No, finish this and then go on to the Rick Gervais Show. But yeah.
The will they, won't they plot. Every show has that. Same again. Scrubs. Friends. How I Met Your Mother.
What do you think to the best?
Scrubs. Okay. I think in Scrubs, now I have a very big emotional attachment to Scrubs because I watched it when I was doing my Leaving Cert, and it was my little escapism.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think the way they did it with Elliot and JD is just so gut-wrenching.
Mm. Yeah, fair.
It's really gut-wrenching, and like you can really see, like there's a scene after she gets engaged to Keith and he's just standing in the shower like staring into space and it's just like, like it just hurts.
That's grim.
Yeah.
I think probably the most iconic one is Ross and Rachel.
Probably in like in terms public of consciousness or social.
Yeah. It was good.
Consciousness,
actually,
definitely.
As far as it goes, I know you're not a... She's not a fan.
I hate Friends.
I know.
You don't even like Friends.
Nah, I'm indifferent to it, to be fair. But I think it's
do you remember in The Office when Pam is saying to Michael, you just want me to say this again for the... That's what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
You told me you don't like Friends.
No, I don't. I'm messing. Yeah, it's... I think it's so mid, bro. Jim and Pam, their will they want this story, I don't think it's up there because they do it.
They
and
do.
We have to see, and we see their full life together. It's like, yeah, that's great, I guess. But like after they had the first child, there was nothing for them anymore.
I thought that was when the series really went downhill. Do you remember when the humor just got really annoying?
Mm. Yeah, that's what happens.
I give, he takes, like all of that.
Yeah, a child gets involved and all the crack is out of this damn dynamic.
That's it.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Well, guys, that's another episode done. I actually don't know what is the crack with next week.
We'll just keep the element of surprise.
Actually, there is something planned. We're just moving in silence.
We're moving in silence. Yeah,
yeah. So watch this space. Like and share, please. Thank you for all
Give us a review on Apple Podcasts as well. That would really help.
And if you have any sense on Spotify.
Also, as well, thank you to Sam and Saheed in Podcast Studio.
Yeah, for sorting us out here again.
Amazing.
For all your podcast needs.
Absolutely.
Right, be good.
Let's go. See you next week.